Ich mehr. Good morning, dear devotees. Once again, I welcome you all for this mid-morning session, Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. I would like to start by sharing a quote by Srila Prabhupada. We take a newspaper and we read what the politician says. So many nonsense things. We waste our time. Sharama even Kevalam. We should increase our taste for hearing and chanting about Vishnu and Krishna. Vrindavan, March 31st. Once again, I welcome everybody for this mid-morning session and Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today, we are very fortunate to have His Grace, Sanatana Dharma Prabhuji. Prabhuji will be enlightening us on the glories of Ram Nam. Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances, Sanatana Prabhuji. Thank you so much for giving your valuable time and wonderful association today. We're very eagerly waiting to hear from you. Please take over the call now. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Very, very happy to be with all of you, but I'd be really, really inspired and happy if you all could turn on your videos, because that's a prerequisite. I cannot somehow talk to my computer. I don't have that habit. I talk to people. I talk to Vaishnavas. Yes. So even if possible, you can show me the ceiling fan. That's okay. You can show me. You can give me darshan of. You can give me America darshan, US darshan, or whatever your locality, your yatra darshan. You can show me your DTs. No problem. But there's no problem. But please, I need to see something. Else I don't get the inspiration from within to speak. It's some of my weakness. What to do? So please help me out. Yeah. It's my request. So all devotees can turn on the video so that I can speak. I get to speak. All right. So I'll start off with prayers. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin iti namine, Namaste Saraswate Devi, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, Paschatadesha Dharine, Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha, Kripasindhobhya Evacha, Patitanam Pavani Bhyo, Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha, Apadam Sarvahartaram, Dataram Sarvasampadam, Loka Abhiramam Shri Ramam Bhuyo Bhuyo Namamyaham Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. If I get to see all of your videos, then I'll feel as though you have accepted my Hare Krishna. Thank you, Gary Prabhu. Nice to see you. Hari Hari. Others, yes. Now some of you have shown compassion upon me. Please maintain your compassion till the end. Right? Please don't withdraw your mercy very soon. Right? It really matters a lot for me. I know, I understand this is a time which are like a little odd hours. Some devotees must be doing some multitasking. Right? It's okay. I'm okay. Some of you may be in workplace, some of you must be in your kitchen, some of you must be doing your chores, whatever. There's no problem, but however, please keep your videos on and continue your work. There's no problem. As long as until I get to see people, the katha will go on. Hare Krishna. So, I was told to speak something which will inspire everyone to chant the holy name. Because ultimately, in this age of Kali, it is said, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gadiranyata. Three times, very specifically, it's spoken that there's no other way, no other way, no other way than the chanting of the holy name, the chanting of the holy name, and the chanting of the holy name. So it's so very clearly spoken in the Shastras that this is what we are supposed to do. And what do? We do everything else except chanting the holy name. Of course, we do chant, but that's our last priority. Well, when we'll try to do other things first. That is a place where we struggle to develop taste. That is a place where we really, that is actually the test of our taste in bhakti. the test of our advancement. Everything is through chanting. But this is a place where we actually get knocked off. So here, we're going to try here today to develop some taste for the holy name. And it is said, the more you hear about the holy name, you develop taste for the holy name. The more you hear specific pastimes of the Lord pertaining to the glories of the holy name, we all develop great taste. So I am particularly going to read an excerpt from the Adhyatma Ramayana. There are different types of Ramayana. There's Valmiki Ramayana. There is Tulsidas's Ramacharitramanas. There is Ananda Ramayana. There is a Kamba Ramayana of South India. And this is Adhyatma Ramayana. Yes, Adhyatma Ramayana. Very philosophical sections of Ramayana are beautifully explained in this particular section of Adhyatma Ramayana. Right? So the beauty of Adhyatma Ramayana is, normally devotees sit down and hear. There are, how many of you attended some japa workshops in your life? Any kind of japa workshops? No? I've attended His Grace Bhurijan Prabhu's japa workshop. I've attended His Grace Mahatma Prabhu's japa workshops. All of you ever? Definitely, I know sometime or the other you might have attended some japa workshops. Japa reform workshop. His Holiness Satsarup Das Maharaj, Goswami Maharaj, he also conducts some japa reform workshop. And that's when devotees sit down to hear about the holy name. But this particular section is really special because here is the Supreme Lord who is going to sit down and listen to the glories of holy name. So this is a japa workshop which is attended by the Supreme Lord himself. That's what is going to make this very special. The Supreme Lord is going to sit down and hear about the glories of his holy name. And he's very attentive to hear this. All right, then who is the speaker? Normally, whenever there's a session, we are all interested to know who is the speaker of today's class, who is the speaker of Bhagavatam. If it's a really very famous speaker, a popular speaker, a speaker who speaks so very amazingly, great presentation, then all devotees come. They turn on their videos. There are more than 100 participants. You try to log in late. You're 1 minute late, well, the link will not work. You'll have to go to the YouTube to watch. On the other hand, there are some speakers like me who are quite boring and who don't speak well. Were very, people sleep, everyone's dozing. That kind of speaker, then well, nobody comes. And nobody turns on the video also. Right? It's like that. Well, some of you are turning on video just to encourage me now. So we want to really understand who is our speaker. And the speaker of this Rama Nama Mahima, the glory of Rama Nama, is Valmiki. Because a speaker, when he speaks something theoretical, it doesn't appeal much to the heart. But when the same speaker is very realized, he has experienced the ecstasy, he has experimented, he has experienced, he is enriched, and then he is presenting the seminar, the workshop, that's really much more enchanting to the heart. And the speaker is none other than Sri Valmiki Muni, the very writer of Valmiki Ramayana. So he's the speaker. Yes? And what happens is when Prabhu Sri Ramachandra is exiled, he's exiled to the forest, that time he meets Valmiki. Yes, he does meet. And Valmiki is very, very excited to receive Sri Ramachandra. And then he wishes to speak something to Sri Ramachandra. And what he speaks is the glory of Ramanam. In one sense, this is Valmiki Katha. This is not Ram Katha. But somehow, whenever we talk about devotees, automatically the Lord is there. Yes? When we talk about Prahlad Maharaj, yes, there is Narasimha Katha. When we talk about Sudama Vipra, there is also Krishna Katha, because Krishna is very much present right in the center of the life of a devotee. So similarly, right in the center of the life of Valmiki, the Valmiki's life is centered around Ramanam. Yes, Ramanam, the chanting of the holy name. So now Ramachandra comes in with his wife, Mother Sita, and his brother Lakshman, who have been together. Of course, Rama was exiled and they both decided to accompany Lord Sri Ramachandra. So I'm going to read the Sanskrit and then I'll give an explanation. Somehow I have a special connection with Sanskrit language. So some of you might follow, some of you don't follow. Don't worry, I'll give you the subtitles. Well, I'm here for that. Okay. Ramatvam nama mahima varnayate kena vakatham. Yat prabhavataham rama Brahma Rishvatvam Avaptavan. So as soon as Rama walks in, Valmiki says, Rama Tvan Nama Mahima. O Ram, the glory of your holy name. Varnayate, I wish to present. So voluntary, Lord Ram never enrolled for any workshop. But Valmiki says that I voluntarily wish to present this workshop of Rama Nama Mahima to you. Yes? Kena va katham? Who or how? Who can actually describe the glory of Ram Nam? Actually, I cannot. But still, I'm going to make this very lordy attempt. It's not so very easy to make a presentation on Ram Nam Mahima because it's you cannot fathom it. It's something which is very deep. It's something which is very vast. It's unfathomable. It's inconceivable. Still, I'm going to make this very ludicrous attempt. That's what Valmiki Muni is presenting. Yat prabhavat aham Rama. See, I'm not talking about some theoretical experience. I am personally a subject. I was subjected to this experiment of the chanting of Ram Nam. And because of that, I have achieved the status of a Brahma Rishi. Now, regularly a sage is called Rishi. Yes, a sage is called a Rishi. Now, Rishis are some personalities who are deeply concerned about the welfare of people. Rishis are those personalities who are convinced about the Shastras and the verdict of Shastras. When applied, it will resolve the situation. And Rishis are those who extend themselves very compassionately to go and preach this message far and wide. So they have these three C's. They're concerned, they're convinced, and they're compassionate. That's a Rishi. But above a Rishi is Deva Rishi. Above Deva Rishi is Maharshi. Above Maharshi, the final stage, the topmost stage which can be attained by any Brahmana is Brahma Rishi. And here, we find Valmiki Muni saying that just by the chanting of Rama Nama, the glory of your holy name, I attain the status of Brahma Rishi, which Vishwamitra had to undergo so many penances. Vishwamitra, if you read his legend, the legend of Vishwamitra, he had to run from pillar to post and do so many difficult austerities. He spent more than 200,000 years and still couldn't achieve the status of Brahma Rishi. It was not so very easy for him. It was finally that he could achieve that situation. On the other hand, Valmiki says that I attained the highest position simply by chanting Rama Nama. Alright, next verse. Aham puna kirateshu kiratai sahavardita janma matra dvijatamme sudrachara ratasada. So he's explaining about his birth. Yes, by birth I was a Brahmana. But my mother left me at the banks of the river for taking bath. And I just slipped into the river. That's what happened to Valmiki. And with the current of the river, I just went away. I had the sacred thread of Brahmana, but I just went away and I got into the community of thieves. Kirat. Kirat means typically thieves and hunters. Yes, they are plunderers. They are thieves and dacoits who remain in the forest. And they are very aboriginal type of people. Yes, primitive, aboriginal type of people who are into looting and thievery and hunting, etc. They are called Kirat. And I'll keep doing this till the time I achieve some result. And that's to keep requesting you all, please show up yourself. Turn on your videos. I'll keep doing that. Keep encouraging. Please go on. That will inspire me more. Okay. And Kiratai Sahavardita. I grew up along with these hunters because of which I became a hunter. You become who you associate with. You become who you grow up with. Yes. And that's how he also became a hunter. Janma matram dvijatvam me. I was Brahmana only by birth, but my activities were sudrachara. I was practically a shudra in my actions. Yes. And I was constantly shudra, achara, rata, sada. Always I behaved like a shudra. I had very low activities. So it really doesn't matter who are you by birth. What matters is who are you by qualities and who are you by activities. So here he admits that I had the qualities of a Shudra and I behaved like a Kirata, a hunter who is lower than Shudra. Kirata, Hunandra, Pulinda, Pulkasha, Abhira, Shumbha, Yavana, Kasadeya. Yenye cha papa yadapashreya shreya shudhyanti tasmai prabhu vishnave namaha. But still, we need to understand from the Bhagavatam, even the caste, the lower castes, the people much more degraded than Shudras, have very high hopes if they associate with the pure devotees of Lord chanting the holy name. Right? So birth doesn't matter. Yes, he had the highest birth we had, but he had such wretched activities that he was performing. What is the use of such high birth? Right? Shudrayam bahava putra utpanna mejitatmanah tatashchoraischa sangamya chauroham abhavam pura. In the past, pura, let me tell you my past times. When Lord performs something, it's called past times. When we do something, it's called time pass. We're just killing time. So there's past time and there's time pass. So I'm telling you how I passed time in the past. That was my time pass. Pura. In the beginning. Ajitatmanaha. I was very uncontrolled in my senses because I had no training. And the Shudrayam Bahava Putra. From many, many Shudra women, I begot many, many children because of overindulgence in sexual activity. I had no control. So I associated with any woman, any random woman, and I produced many, many children. Utpanname, putra utpanname. I produced many children. And tatas choraischa sangamya. And thus, I associated with the thieves and chauroham ahabavam pura. I also became a thief. Yes, I was a thief. Next. So what now he is going to enter into his life of thievery. Dhanurvanadharo nityam jivanam antakopama ekada muneya sapta drishta mahatikanane. So I always, as a thief, used to carry dhanur. Dhanur means the bow and vana means the arrow. Dhanurvana. Dharo nityam. Always. I always used to be with the bow and arrow. This was my weapon. It was a part of my body. Whereas in the army, the soldiers, they are told and trained that the weapon is always a part of your body. You can never ever do away without the weapon. So, dhanur vana dharo nityam. I always had a bow and arrow. Jivanam antaka upama. I was a personality, jivan antaka. That means I was a finisher of life forms. I was death personified. That's how people saw me around. People knew me as death personified. A person who's going to finish your life. A killer. Ekada. But once upon a time, Munaya Sapta, there were seven great sages who were, who Drishta, he saw them. Mahati. Yes, Mahati Kanane. They were coming through these thick jungles. They were very dense and thick jungles, and these seven sages were coming. Now here is the turning point in his activities. He was formerly a thief, but now here comes the climax, the turning point. Sakshat maya prakashanto jwala narka samaprabhaha tan anvadhavan lobhena tesham sarva parichadan. So, when I saw these great sages, sakshat maya prakashanto. Oh, they were effulgent. Now, whenever a devotee is effulgent, that devotee is very attractive. Right? An effulgent devotee. Somebody who has just engaged his body in service of Krishna. He's not wasted any of his amount of his energy in serving his own senses. So that person becomes very effulgent. So these sages were effulgent. Jwala, jwalana arka samaprabha. They were emanating radiance just like blazing fire of the sun. So they were so effulgent, all the seven sages. Tan anvadhavan lobhin, out of greed, I ran towards them. I ran in my full pace. Tesham sarva parichadan. I wanted to steal everything that they had. Yes, that was my desire. To steal everything. That was my intention for which I ran. But definitely, here you find that Valmiki was enchanted by the beauty of the sages. Now one may ask, come on, you just shave your head. Right? You shave your beard, you shave everything. What beauty remains? What beauty remains? But still, the devotees of the Lord, because they associate so much with the Lord, they do possess the opulence of the Lord, which is the beauty. They do have this beauty opulence. It's there. So he did get enchanted, but still his greed was something which was overpowering him, because of which he ran towards the sages. Grahitu kamas tatraham tishta tishteti chabravam drishtva mam munayo prichan kim ayasi dvijadama. Oh, so I was somebody who was just had this unsatiating lust, kama, this greed, this lust. Tatraham, thus I called out, Tishta, Tishta, stop, stop, don't move. That's what they say, right? They take, come on, freeze, don't move, put your hands up in the air. And that's what he tried. He had with his bow and arrow, freeze, stop, stop, don't run. That's how he was trying to arrest the sages. Tishta, Tishta, iti abravan. And as soon as the sages saw me, I was invisible practically. Drishtva mam munayo aprichan. Seeing me, just 1 minute. Okay, it's open. Drishtva mam munayo aprichan. Seeing me, these sages asked, Kim mayasi dvijattama? O lowest of the Brahmana. So dvija adama. They called him. They saw the sacred thread that he had. So they knew that he is twice born. But adama, he's a lowly creature. They could clearly see him and know that he's engaged in all varieties of nonsensical, abominable activities. So they called him Dvijama. Kim Mayasi, why are you coming here? Why do you want to meet us? Why do you want to talk to us? They asked him. That's how they said, Dvija Adhama. Now you see, what does he answer? Aham tan abhravam kinchit adatum muni sattama puradara adrayasanti bahavo me bhikshuta. So he said, Aham tan abhravit kinchit. So please, I told this adatum muni sattama, I told these great sages that I have lot of putra daradaya santi. I have many sons and many wives to maintain. Bahavo me. Yes, I have so many. And bhubukshitaha, they are extremely hungry. He had a very big family. You have a big family, you have lots to take care of maintenance. Yeah. So I have a very big family and I have to maintain them. I have to feed them. They're hungry. And that's why I've come here to take something from you. Yes. Something. Kinchit. Abhravam kinchit. I want to steal something. I want to take something. And I'm not taking anything for myself. I'm taking it for my children and my wife who are hungry at home. That's what he states. Next. Tesham samrakshanarthaya charami girikanane. Tathomam uchurabhyagraha prichagatva kutumbakam. See, he said, Tesham samrakshanarthaya, in order to protect myself. See, I am a very notorious robber. I am a wanted criminal. Yes, many people have lodged complaints against me. I am a wanted criminal. And that's why, samrakshanarthaya, in order to protect myself. In order to protect myself, charami giri kanane. I always wander about in mountains. I always wander about in the mountains and in the giri and kanane, in the forest. These two places. And tatoma uchurabhyagra prichagatva kutumbakam. And as soon as they heard this, that I wander about, I'm a wandering highway robber, they told me, gatva kutumbakam, please go to your family first. And what did they say? Go to your family. Go home. They told me this. And then, yo yomaya pratidinam kriyate papa sanchaya yuyam tad bhagina kimva neti veti prithak prithak. So, they told him to go home and ask his sons and wives whom he is maintaining. He claims to maintain them, right? Go and ask them. Question them. Yo yomaya pratidinam, pratidinam, every single day, I, kriyate papa sanchaya, I am accumulating heaps and heaps of sins because of my activities. Yuyam tad bhagina kimva? Will you take part in those sinful activities? Will you share those sins for me? Please ask them. Neti veti prithak, prithak? Yes. Will you do it? Please tell me. Will you do it or won't you do it? Will you do it or not? Neti veti prithak, prithak. Will you take it separately? Will you share my sinful reactions? And that's what he was told to ask. Yeah. Now here. Vayam stasyam etavad agamishyami nishchayah. Tatheti uktva griham gatva munibhir yad udiritam. So the sages said, vayam stasya mahetavat. Please don't worry. We will wait here for you. We are not going anywhere. Please trust us. We don't lie. He may say, oh, guy, these guys are trying to cheat me. They're trying to play smart tricks. They're going to send me home and they're going to elope. They're going to escape. They said, no, absolutely not. Vayam samsthayamai. We will remain here till the time agamishyami nishchay. You are going to come back. Please be assured. Rest assured. We're going to come back. Tatha iti uktva griham gatva. As soon as they spoke this, that they're going to remain here, I trusted them. And I went home. And munibir yad udiritam. Whatever the sages told me, as it is, I repeated the same words to my family members. I told them the same thing. Just a reality check. Are you all awake? Alert? Alive? Active? Please give me some indication. Okay, thank you. But I would request you all to turn on your videos to state that, or else at least put yes on the chat that we are still listening. And do let me know if you're getting bored. It's such an exciting section. This is one of the best sections I have from Adhyatma Ramayana. Okay, good. Our devotees are awake. I'm fortunate. Next. Aprachham putra dharanims tairuktoham raghuttama papam tavaiva tat sarvam vayam tu phalabhagina. So I went and asked them. Aprachham putra dharanims. So my wives and my children, I went and questioned them. Tairuktoham raghuttama. Hey, Raghu Uttama. Raghu Uttama is Ramachandra. The best of the Raghu dynasty. Tairukto, I went and spoke to them. Papam tayaiva tatsarvam. Will you take all my sins? Vayam tu phalabhagina. Will you take my sinful reactions? Because I am ultimately serving you. Let's see the reaction. We are all waiting for the response. Tachrutva jata nirvedo vicharya punaragamam. Munayo yatra tishthanti karuna purna manasa. Yes. So they told, papam tavaiva tat sarvam. See, the sinful reaction is yours. Papam tavaiva. It is your sinful activity. Vayam tu phalava. Why should we take part in your sins? They just spoke this one line. That's it. And this one line was enough for evoking realization in the heart of Valmiki that how selfish is this world. People get all things done from you, but they don't want to contribute anything in return. They don't want to take your sins. They are saying that sinful activities you are doing. Why should we suffer your sins? We don't. To tachritva, as soon as he heard, jata nirveda, immediately renunciation arose in the heart of Valmiki. Vicharya punar agamam. He thoroughly deliberated on these words of his relatives, his wife and children. He thoroughly deliberated. He started thinking. And agaman, he came to the sages. Munayo yatra tishtanti. And the sages, they kept their words. They were as all the seven sages, as it is, were standing right there. He came there. And karuna purna manasa. The sages had complete compassion in their hearts. Yes, they just had compassion. They had absolutely no hatred, no envy, no anger upon seeing Valmiki. They had complete compassion. And they could feel that this person is different. The person who went was different, and the person who's come back was different. Yes, the person who's come back has some amount of renunciation associated. Is yes, some amount of renunciation. Muninam darshanadeva shuddhantah karuno bhavam dhanuradin parityajya dandavat patitosmyaham. Now, as he previously he had come and faced the sages, he wanted to loot them, he wanted to plunder them, he wanted to steal what they had. But now, Muninam Darshanadeva, as soon as he saw these seven sages in front of him, Shuddhanta, he saw that they were all very, very, his mind became pure. Because they are pure, his mind also became purified. Shuddhanta Karuno Abhavam. Because of the merciful glance of the sages, this time his mind became completely pure. Dhanuradin parityaja, he threw away his bow and arrows. And whatever weapons he possessed in order to threaten people, in order to extort money, he just threw it on the ground. Dandavat patitosmiham, and he fell to the ground like a rod and offered his obeisances, respectful obeisances unto them. This And now, what does he speak after offering his pranams? Rakshadvam mam muni sreshtha gacchantam nirayarnavam iti agre patitam drishtva mamu churu muni sattamah. Right? So here, Rakshadvam mam, please protect me, O sages. Please save me. Muni sreshtha, you are all the best of the sages, the best among sages, please protect me. Gacchantam nirayarnavam. I know that I am going to go to the hellish planets. I am now realizing that. Because I have done so many sinful activities, my destination is hell. Iti agre patitam drishtu. And as soon as the sages saw that this soul is surrendered and is standing right in front of them, maam uchur munisattama, they started speaking. All of them spoke. What did they speak? Uttishta uttishta badram te safala satsamagama upadekshamahe tubhyam kinchitte neva mokshase. So uttishta uttishta, please get up, don't lie down. Hurry, the sound effects. All right, we're fine. You're all able to hear me clearly? Shashidhar Prabhu, thank you for your comments.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay, it's very clear. All right, I'll continue. Uttishta uttishta, please get up. We bless you. Bhadram te, we are blessing you. See, it's so great, is the association of devotees. Safala. Safala satsangamaga. Please understand. Safala satsamagama. You just associate with great souls, your life becomes successful. And just because you have surrendered, you have made the first step. You have done two things. Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprashnena. You have completed almost 66% of this instruction of Krishna, where he says you have to submit, be submissive and inquire. He offered his obeisances and showed his submissiveness. He showed his surrender by throwing his bow and arrow and saying that I have nothing to give and take with this material business now. And at the same time, he inquired as to how he could be saved from being casted into the hellish condition of life. So Safala, your life is successful because you have taken the saintly association seriously. So how seriously do we take saintly association? You're supposed to do that. Sadhu Sangha Sarva Shastra Koi Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha Sarva Siddhi Hoy. Just by a momentary association of a sadhu, a great soul, our life can be successful. And that's what we see here practically. Upadekshamahe tubhyam. We all are ready and prepared to give you instruction. The sages, the devotees will only instruct a person when they see the other person is qualified to receive the instruction, when they see the other person is submissive, when they see the other person is humble, that is when the sages do get inspired to instruct. Otherwise, the sages won't instruct a person who is not surrendered. Kinchit teneva mukshate. Please apply these instructions to your life and you are sure to be liberated. Please do not worry. You will never see hell in your life. You're going to get delivered just by following our instructions. And what are those instructions? Let us see. You want to hear those instructions? You do? Then I'll go ahead. Please type Haribol in the chat if you really want to hear those instructions.
Haribol.
Okay. There's one devotee chanting Haribol three times. Haribol. Three words. All right. I'll continue.
Parasparam samalochya. Duvrittoyam dvijadama upeksha eva sadvrittais tathapi sharanam gatah rakshinya prayatnena moksha margeno payapadeshata.
Okay, so what happened? Parasparam samalocha. These sages first discussed among themselves. This is very important. They knew that they're going to take a it's a very serious step that they're taking. They want to deliver this person together. And thus they first had a discussion so that they have unity. Duvrittoyam dvijadana. So they were considering this fellow, Duvritti. He's having a very bad character. Duvritti. Second is dvijadama. This guy is the lowest of the Brahmanas. Yeah. He's the lowest of Brahmana. He is a bad character. Yes. And upeksha eva sadvrittis. Ideally, this fellow needs the silent treatment. Nobody's supposed to. So we are not even supposed to associate with him. If we associate with such sinful person, all pious credits will be finished. They're studying the audience. They're analyzing the audience.
Tathapi sharanam gata means tathapi. Still, sharanam gata. He has taken our shelter. Yes, he has taken our shelter ultimately. Rakshayinya prayatnena moksha margopadeshita. And because he has taken our shelter, it's our duty to protect him and teach him a way by which he can get liberated. Okay, he will be liberated. That's what we are supposed to, that's our duty. Anyone who has come and taken shelter, we are supposed to give him the knowledge. We have to do. Now what did they do? Iti uktva rama te nama vyatyasta akshara purvakam ekagra manasatraiva mareti japa sarvada. So what they did is they said, thus they all spoke. Iti uktva, thus they spoke, rama te nama, the holy name of Rama. That has to be chanted. Vyatyastakshara purvakam. Yes. Please. You have to chant this holy name constantly. Ekagra manase manasa tatraiva. With one pointed attention. Which means you have to chant the Ram. And with your mind, you are supposed to focus only on hearing the mantra of Rama. Attentive chanting. Attentive hearing. Yes. Attentively you have to hear Ram's name. But they told him, because you are a very sinful person. They knew it. You are sinful. And because you are sinful, you will not be able to utter Ram. So, Mara iti japa. You chant Mara. Because you are akash. Mara means to kill. Mara means kill him. Kill him. Maro. Mara. 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 Kill him. Kill. Kill. So, that is Mara. So, you are accustomed to chanting Mara. So, what you chant is you chant Mara. Mara, 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 Japa Sarvada. Always you chant Mara. This is the instruction they give you. Chant Mara. So now, you have ever tried this experiment? You keep chanting Mara, 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 Mara. What will happen? Mara, 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 Mara. It becomes Rama. So when you chant Mara, it becomes Rama. So they knew this. Plus, I request once again all devotees to turn on the videos. If they want to hear further. You have to keep subscribing. The subscription will end when your video ends. You have to subscribe, you turn on your video, then it means you are subscribed for the next version. So, next locus. Okay, we'll go ahead. Yes. Agachava punaryavat tavad uktam sada japa iti uktva praya yusarve munayo divya darshana. See, they told agachava punar, we will come again. Yavat tavad uktam sada japa, till then you keep chanting. We are going now, we are leaving, you're taking your leave. But till the time we come back, you are supposed to constantly, sada japa, always chant these names of Mara. Chant Mara. Iti uktva prayu sarve. After speaking this, all of them, munayo divya darshana. Those great divine sages, they left. Yes, all these sages left. Now let us see. Now what is important is not just receiving instructions. What's important is what you do with those instructions. That's mentioned in the next sloka. So find out what exactly Valmiki is going to do with that. Of course, he's not yet Valmiki. His name is Ratnakar. Or sometimes he's called as Valiyagod. That was his name. Valiyagod or Ratnakar. These were his names. Aham yatopa dishtam tais tathakaravam anjasa japan ekagramanasa bayam vismritavanaham. Yes, what did he do? Aham yata upadishtam. Just as I was instructed tais by them. Just I was instructed by them, tatha akaravam anjasa. I immediately, anjasa means immediately. He didn't wait. He didn't say that, oh, all right, they've instructed today, let me take a break. I'll take a break, from tomorrow I'll execute. I'll take a 1 hour break and then execute. No, immediately. As soon as they left, and they immediately started. He immediately, anjasa, started executing the instructions that he received. Immediately. Japan ekagra manasa. He was chanting with one pointed attention, just focusing on the names of Mara. Bhayam vismritam aham. He forgot everything external. This is how our japa should be. Our japa has three facets, three things. The first A for japa is attention. Attention is when we pay focus to the details. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We pay heed to the details. It's called attention. The second is awareness.
Awareness is, why am I chanting? What I'm doing? You need to be aware. We are chanting for Krishna praying. That awareness aspect is not mentioned in the sloka, but I just want to mention it. And the third is absorption. And what is the meaning of absorption? Absorption means to hell with our smartphone, to hell with our laptops, to hell with everything external. I am just with Krishna right now. You are completely oblivious to everything else other than the holy name. And that is called absorption. You forget the external surroundings. That is the absorption that we need to attain. Next. Evam bahuti te kale gate nishchala rupinah sarva sanga vihinasya valmiko abhunmamo pari. So thus, evam, this continued. How many days? He didn't give up after a week. He didn't give up after a fortnight. He didn't give up after a day. He didn't give up after an year. Bahutite kale. I don't know how much time passed. So many years passed. Gate nishchala rupinah. But I stayed focused in my meditation, sitting down in one place and chanting. That's how you're supposed to chant. Rock steady. Sit in one place and do our japa. Not wander here and there. Sarva sanga vinyasya. I never associated with any materialistic thing. Neither did I associate with any materialistic person, nor did I associate with anything material. Nothing. I just focus on the holy name. And valmiko abhun mamopari, mama upari. On top of me, the ants made an ant hill. Valmika means the ants. So Valmika is ant hill manifested on top of me. Now, tato yuga sahasrante rishaya punar agamam mamuchur nishkramaseti tachrutva turnamuttita. Tato yuga sahasrante, my God, 1,000 yugas passed. He was chanting continuously without anything. Yes. See, we need to understand that whenever scriptures speak this, they are not exaggerating. They are speaking facts. 1,000 yugas passed by. And he was still sitting there. Rishya Punaragamam. Now the rishis came back after 1,000 yugas. Now there is no interpretation of yuga. Yuga sometimes can mean 12 years. Yuga can mean Kali, one of the yugas. Or yuga can mean Chatur Yuga, the four cycles. Whichever way you wish to interpret. But there is no interpretation, so better we don't interpret. We just keep quiet. We just feel that. We just understand long time passed. Okay. The sages came back. Rishayaha punaragamam. They came back to follow up. It's a very important part of our preaching. We just don't preach to people and leave. We follow up and we ensure they are doing their sadhana, prescribed rounds. That's a very important duty of a preacher. So they came back. Mam uchur nishkrama sveti. Yes. They said, come out. Please come out. You have done enough sadhana. They heard that there is some sound coming from this anthill. So they said, please come out. And thus, as soon as I heard this, turni muttita, I immediately got up and I came. Yes. He followed his instruction to sit. He never said, now here, you need to find that. He was sitting in thousands of years. He never said, come on, go away. I've got a lot of taste in chanting now. Please don't disturb me. No. He knew these are guru. They have given me the holy name. And thus, immediately got up. He got up and he came. Valmikim nirgatascham niharadi iva bhaskara. Mamapyahur munigana valmikastvam munishwaraha. Valmikan nirga. Valmika means anthill. That's the meaning of Valmiki. Valmika. Nirgatascham. I came out of the anthill. Niharadi iva bhaskara. Yes. Just as the sun comes from the fog, like that I came out. That means by now he also become very effulgent because of the Ram Nam Jap. He was shining, he was glowing like the sun. Mam api ahur muni gana. Yes. So the sages, they looked at him and they told, Valmiki stvam munishwaraha. So now what did they tell him? You are now become Munishwar. You also become a Muni. Muni Ishwar means the king of sages. Because of your chanting, you have now become the king of sages. Munishwara Valmiki Stvam. Your name will be Valmiki. This is your second birth. The child comes out of the womb. That's his first birth, right? Just as child comes out of the womb, he's born, he's given a name. Similarly, now you are born from the anthill. And because you came out from the anthill, your name will be Valmiki. Valmika. You come out, Nirgata, your name is Valmiki Swam. So they give him the name Valmiki, the person who has come out from the anthill. Amazing, right? Amazing. How many of you are hearing the story for the first time? Please have a raise of hands so you can even... The story, of course, we have heard story many times, but in such a detail. Great. Thank you. I could be of some service to all of you. All right. We get back two more shlokas. Last two shlokas remaining. You want me to take it or... Okay, the conclusion is yet to come. Should I go ahead? Yes.
Yes, Prabhuji. Yes, Prabhuji.
I go ahead only if I get payment. I need my payment. I don't do it for free. Prabhuji. My payment is videos. You are talking
yes, Prabhuji.
That's my remuneration. So remuneration, if you turn on video, take. Yes. Okay. Second last shloka. Valmikat sambhavo yasma dvitiyam janmate bhavat iti uktva teya yurdivya gatim raghukulottama. Yes. So Valmikat sambhavo yasma. So now you are born from this anthill. Dvitiyam janmate abhavat. This has been your second birth. Your second birth. Dvijay. You have become Dvijay. This is your second. Iti uktva. Thus saying this. Yayur. They left. Divya gatim raghukulottama. They went to a divine destination. They went to Vaikuntha Lok. They just left. They had just come to deliver him. They just come to deliver a message that your chanting is done. Now is the time for service. What service does he do? What service did Valmiki Muni do for everyone?
He
wrote the Ramayana.
Ramayana.
Yeah, that's the service. So, after what is, when you chant, what are you asking for? You're chanting, you're asking for service. So, sadhana time is done. Now come for service. Preaching service, you're supposed to do that. So they came just to give him that indication that you're blessed now. You're empowered. Next.
Aham te rama namascha prabhava didrisho bhavam adya sakshat prapashyami sasitam lakshmana nacha ramam rajiva patraksham tvam mukto natra samshayah.
So what did he say? Now listen to what he's saying. This is concluding words to Ramachandra.
Aham te rama namascha prabhavat. I am an example. I am an example of a person who has experienced.
I'm not going to allow you to unmute now till the time we go for question answers. So I've now you none of you can unmute for just for that time. Once katha is over, then we'll give you all rights.
So aham te rama namascha prabhavat idrisho bhavan. See, I am the practical in example of the influence of Ram now. What can be the influence? Where was I? A downtrodden, a filthy thief who's just robbing people, lusty fellow who had union with so many women and produced so many children, had a big family. And I was even going to attack the sages. I had no clue who are the sages. But by the chanting of Ramanam, not only I've become a Brahmarshi, yes, you can see. Adya Sakshat Prapashyama. Today I am able to see you face to face. This is the success of my chanting. Right now, Adya Sakshat Prapashyami, the Lord whom I worshipped, the Lord whom I revered, the Lord whose name I chanted, is right in front of me, not alone. Sa Sitam Lakshmanena cha, along with his consort, Sita Devi, and his brother, Lakshman. Ramam Rajiva Patraksham. Hey Rama. Your Rajiva Patraksham, your eyes are lotus like eyes. And Lord Ram's eyes are always called like Ramasya Rajiva Lochanam Rama Rajiva Patraksham. That has another meaning. The meaning is, as the sun would set, the lotus,
when the lotus blossoms, and then it just comes down. Yes, it just gets completely withdrawn. So Rama's eyes, when the sun would rise, it would blossom like lotus eyes. And the sun would set, Ramasya Rajiva Patraksham. He would sleep off. That's Ramachandra.
Tvam mukto natra samshayah.
Yes, seeing you, I am definitely liberated. This is the beauty of the section of Ramnam. Beautiful section, right? So any quick lessons that you all learned? I would like to hear from all of you now. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to unmute you all. You all can allow the participants to unmute themselves. You all can unmute and speak some lesson that you like, some point you liked, you all can just speak up. I would like to listen. I've spoken enough. Now I'll hear from all of you.
Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you for a very, very beautiful Nectarian class. Personally, what I have taken from this is how important it is when we're chanting to the Ram Nam, how we should be focused and full determination, focus, and just be there fully, you know, absorbed in chanting the holy name. Thank you for very beautiful class.
Thank you. Thank you, Shivani Mataji. I feel my lecture is successful. Of course, I spoke for myself. I want to be more attentive in my chanting. I want to be a better devotee. So I spoke for myself. It was not an instructive lecture. So thank you, Shivani Mataji. Somebody else? Karpakavali Mataji, after you.
Dandat Pranam.
Dandat
Pranam Prabhuji. Thank you for the wonderful session, Prabhuji. And what you told us is the attentiveness, absorption, and awareness that we have to follow with each chanting and everything. Each chanting rounds, I want to have this one. And then have to loudly chant and then hear. Thank you, Prabhuji, for it.
Thank you.
You
awareness comes by Bhagavatam. You listen to Bhagavatam, you listen to such stories, you become aware. You develop awareness. And then with that awareness,
Prabhuji,
after attention comes absorption. So, very nice. Thank you. Wonderful point.
By reading Bhagavatam only, I'm having more interest and eagerness to chant and read. But thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Ketri Sundar Mataji, please unmute yourself.
Her Grace Vinita Gandavika Mataji, then Her Grace Ketri Sundar Mataji, and Uttar Narayani Ilango Mataji. 1, 2, 3.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Danvat Pranam, all glories to Srila. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for such a beautiful class. Yes, Prabhu, I learned that chanting of the holy name can change anybody to the very great extent. I mean, here we could see that Ratnakar has changed to be Valmiki. Just not only chanting the holy name, but to follow in the footsteps of Guru Varga, like just to follow the order of the Guru. He has taken the order and he is continuously chanting. It had helped him. So how much ever bad I am in right now in position, if I still chant, I can be in the good pure devotee. I can become a pure devotee. That's what the realization that I got.
Amazing. Thank you. Anyone else? Her Grace Kirti Das Sundari Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Dandavat
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for this very, very beautiful class. And especially I like how you quoted from the Sanskrit verses. My only question is that the same pastime of Ratnakar being liberated, chanting Mara Mara, is also mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But it is only mentioned that how he was told to do so by Narad Muni. Right, but here you are quoting from like all the Saptrishis were there. So can you just throw light on this, like how we should understand, or it's a Kalpa Bhed or what it is?
Kalpa Bhed. We need to understand that Ramayana is written in different yugas. There are many, many Ramayanas written in different yugas. And so is Srimad Bhagavatam. What is being spoken is the Vyasdev's version of what he has heard in Guru Parampara. So there are so many Ramayanas, there are so many Valmikis. Yeah.
It's Kalpa Bhed.
It's
a Kalpa Bhed. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's Kalpa Bhed.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Uttar Narayani Ilanga Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you for the wonderful class. I don't have like much devotees association, or I don't even go to the temple. I'm like a very fallen soul, but this story, like when I heard it, it's very inspiring. Valmiki Muni, like initially he couldn't even tell Rama's name, but the guru knew how to get him up. So he told Mara, 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 and he started chanting Rama. So like just follow guru's instruction and don't think about like I have like so many faults. And it's very inspiring, Prabhu. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Jyoti Takne Mataji, and then
Hare Krishna, Dhanvad Pranam Prabhuji.
Dhanvad.
Prabhuji, I want to know what inspires you daily to chant and how you prepare for the chanting. I just wanted to know about it. Okay. Of course, the session was very inspiring. I knew, but how it happened, I was not knowing about the Saptarishis and how they interacted and the family rejected that, I know. I also know about the Valmiki, the meaning of it, but the Brahm, the calculation of, the conversation that happened that I was not knowing with the sages, how the Guru is important and how Guru reciprocates while giving the when we are surrenders. We don't know, we don't understand at that part. We have to just follow. That I understood. And second question is, Prabhuji, there must be some definition to the attention, right? What exactly it goes with?
Attention means to take care of details. Dhyana. It's details. Dhyana also again. Sanchintayet Bhagavatas Charanaravindam. You first focus on one part of the lotus feet. So you take care of details. That's attention. So similarly, we focus on details. We focus on the pronunciation of the mantra properly. That's for us, details. Iti murti abhidanena mantra rupa arupakam. So we focus on the one letter of the mantra properly. That's details for us.
And Prabhuji, what inspires you to chant daily and how you prepare for the chanting?
Okay, first of all, I'd like to take blessings of all devotees because I'm a very bad chanter. I don't chant properly. I've taken vow to in front of Guru, so I need all of your blessings to chant properly. What I try to do personally is I ensure I read something before I start my chanting. I read Prabhupada. I get inspired by reading Prabhupada book. Yes? By reading some very nice shlokas. I always carry shloka book in my pocket. Whatever I learn, some prayers. I recite them before my round. That's how I keep myself inspired to chant. After every four rounds, there is some prayer I offer. And sometimes when I have to be a little more attentive, then after every round, I recite a bhajan. Especially Ekona Bhujino Prabhu. That bhajan I recite. It brings out good sentiments in chanting. So please pray that I continue to struggle blissfully. Thank you.
Prabhuji, will you say that bhajan, Prabhuji? That bhajan
yes,
you told in between. That Prabhuji, you told now you're doing.
Prabhuji, please give your assistance. Please sing bhajan by the permission of all Bhakti Sangha teacher.
Yes, Prabhuji, you sing that bhajan. In every four rounds, you told you'll sing, no? That bhajan, we can also sing. Prabhuji, thank you, Prabhuji.
Okay. You all can mute. I'll show you the bhajan and we all will sing together. My harmonium is under repair, so I can't play it. Just searching. If some devotee there can help me out from the Bhakti Sangha Japa conference, can one of you help me? Ekona Bhajino Prabhu.
Ekona.
Ashoka Bhayamrata Purna Sarva. I know this by heart, but I want to show all of you. We'll sing together.
Kindly post it in the group, Prabhuji, please.
Now, I need to find that bhajan here. Sakala Chadiya. I'm just trying to find where it is.
Can you sing it, Prabhu?
Ekona bhajino prabhu omara charana ashokha bayamrita purna sarva kama sakala chadiya tova charana kama odiya chiyamina tha Tava pada padmanatha rakhibe amare ara rakha karta nai e bhava samsare অমিতব নিত্য দাস জানিনু এ বারা আমার পালন ভারা এখন তোমার বড় দুঃখ পাইয়াছি স্বতন্ত্র জীবনে দুঃখ দূরে গেল উপদবরণে যে পাদলা বিয়ারমা তপস করিলা যে পদ পাইয়া শিবা শিবতল ভিলা যে পদ লভিয়া ব্রহ্মা কৃতার্থ হইলা যে পদ নারদ মুনি হৃদয় ধরিরা সেই সে অভয় পাদা শিরেতে ধরিয়া পরমানন্দে নাচি পদ গুণ গাইয়া সংসার বিপদ হইতে অবশ্য উদ্ধার ভক্তি বিনোদ ও পদ করিবে তোমার হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ থ্যাংক ইউ দ্য ডিভোটি হু পুট দিস আই ওয়াজ আনএবল টু ফাইন্ড ইট ইন দ্য
Thank you, Prabhuji. A wonderful meaning, and thank you.
Yeah, it's beautiful meaning. You know the meaning, you'll be dancing in ecstasy.
Yes.
Actually, I had played in one drama. I played the role of Akrura. So that time, I had sung this bhajan by heart. That's how I connection is from there. Almost some 10 years back.
Thank you.
Since then, I've been singing this song. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Very nice one.
Very nice. Thank you so much.
Hare
Krishna,
Prabhuji. Time is up, technically, but... Okay.
Prabhuji, one little girl, Sudevi, has raised her hand.
Yes.
Go ahead, Sudevi.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. So, what I learned from the class is that it's not just if we are born in a Brahmana family, it's not that we are a Brahmana. We have to cultivate the quality thoughts of a Brahmana. And we should associate with the great devotees and we'll go back to Godhead. So, like Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Koya, Lava Matra, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoya. And how you told about first awareness, then attention, then absorption. So, Prabhuji, I have two questions. Can I ask?
Please.
So, first one is, this story is a little different from the other one I heard. Like, I heard another story that Narad Muni came to Valmiki and Valmiki tied Narad Muni to a tree and then Narad Muni said, you can ask to your family members that will you take my sins? And then he went and then he came back. So, which one is...
Both are correct.
So is it that in different times it happens?
Yes, it happens in different times.
Okay, Prabhuji.
This is in another time, that is in another time. Mm-hmm. Yes, so both are correct.
Okay, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Such difference is called as Kalpa Abheda. Abheda means difference and Kalpa is a day of Brahma. So these have happened in the different days of Brahma. Kalpa Abheda. Okay, remember that word.
Thank you, Prabhuji. And second is that how to like how I should hear. Like, if I try to chant when I'm chanting, like, I should hear the holy name. So yes. When I try to hear, I go, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That goes so slow, and then I'll take 1 hour to chant my whole round. One round. Prabhuji, how do I hear?
Actually, when you chant, you have to chant a little swiftly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And if you want to really be attentive, pay focus to the Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And try to chant a little fast. It shouldn't take 1 hour.
So Prabhuji, then I can't focus on all the words.
You can. Slowly, you practice. You practice, and by practice, slowly, you'll be able to chant swiftly. Yes?
So in the beginning, I should chant slowly? Yeah,
no problem. It's okay. Beginning, you can chant slowly. And as and when you go ahead, then you can increase your speed and increase the number of rounds. How many rounds you chant?
1 round.
1 round for 1 hour. You're great.
It's like, not like that. Like, I'm like 1 round. So it takes 1 hour because it will take 1 hour because if I'm chanting so slowly, like Hare Krishna, and trying to hear all the words, it becomes very slow.
Okay, slowly improve your speed. So that you can target to chant 2 rounds in 1 hour, then 3 rounds in 1 hour, 4 rounds in 1 hour. Like that, eventually you come to chanting 7 to 8 rounds in 1 hour. That's a very ideal time. Okay, it will happen. Don't worry. You're doing good. Very nice.
Thank you much.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanu Pranam. We have one more question. Do you have time for one more question, Prabhuji?
Actually, I don't. Lights off may happen anytime. I'm getting stairs in the ashram. Okay.
Sorry, dear devotees.
It's 9:30 p.m. here. Normally, I switch off at 9. Shukakara Krishna Bhu, quick comment from your side. You are here to bless me. You're not going to ask any question. You're going to bless me and you're going to end.
Prabhu, I'm just asking you about, you said attention, awareness and absorption. Can you just elaborate on that? Attention, listening, and fully, but what is awareness?
Yes, awareness. Why we do what you do. That's awareness. Why are you chanting? Yes, that why is, why are you chanting? You are chanting for what?
Service, not seva.
Very good. Then that is awareness. You're completely aware why you're doing what you do. And absorption is we are not at all bothered about mobile phones, laptops, all other external things. Complete disconnectivity from external things. Somebody is coming, somebody is going, we are not bothered. Phone call is coming, SMS is coming, WhatsApp is coming. That, at least for that round, we are not bothered. That is absorption. Okay?
Forgetting the whole world. Just mama.
Ah, that's meaning. That's it. That's what happened to Oh, all right.
Thank you all devotees for joining us today. We are ending the call here. Hare Krishna.